Necmettin Erbakan, the Prime Minister of Turkey, says he will send a close advisor to Washington to clear up what he calls misunderstandings between his government and that of the United States. Erbakan is the first Islamic activist to serve as Prime Minister in secularist Turkey. He has caused some concern in Washington since taking office 6 months ago by trying to align Turkey closer to the Islamic world and downplaying his country's traditional ties with NATO and the West. NPR's Ted Clark reports.
Erbakan used an interview with the New York Times to announce that he was accepting a two-month-old invitation to send State Minister Fahim Adak to Washington. In describing Adak's visit, Prime Minister Erbakan said, "We need to explain ourselves better to our friend America." And the U.S. government has indeed been troubled by Erbakan's recent trip to Libya, where he accused the United States of terrorism, and his trip last summer to Iran. Iranian President Hashemi Rafsanjani made a return visit to Turkey just last week, and the two countries signed agreements to double trade. That brought a rare public rebuke from the U.S. State Department, spokesman Glenn Davies.
We remain concerned by all efforts to intensify cooperative relations with Iran until Tehran reforms its unacceptable international policies. The Turkish government knows well our concerns. We communicate them to them frequently, and we will maintain an active dialogue with the government of Turkey.
In spite of the Turkish-Iranian agreements and U.S. displeasure over the words of Prime Minister Erbakan, American officials say the fundamental relationship between Washington and Ankara remains sound. One official called Turkey a valued NATO ally, as evidenced by its decision this week to let U.S. warplanes continue enforcing the no-fly zone in northern Iraq from bases in Turkey. If American officials remain confident about the relationship, it's largely because Erbakan does not have the power to alter it. Alan Makovsky of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.
Most major foreign policy and security decisions in Turkey are made by the National Security Council, which is half military, half civilian, and Mr. Erbakan is the only Islamist among 10 members on that body. Technically, it's an advisory body, but in reality, its decisions are rarely overruled. That body will not allow U.S.-Turkish relations to go totally off the track.
So Erbakan really doesn't need to send an envoy to Washington on a fence-mending trip, Makovsky argues. The real reason for the trip can be found, he says, in Turkey's domestic politics. Iranian President Rafsanjani made a number of statements during his visit last week, praising the Islamic revival in Turkey, for example, that greatly upset Turkey's secularist military.
Whenever there's tension between the military and the political leadership in Turkey, there is a great deal of concern within the body politic in general. And I think what Erbakan is trying to do by signaling a long overdue response to the U.S. invitation is to try to calm the situation in Turkey somewhat and to show that he is not shunning the West.
The secularist pro-Western tradition remains strong in Turkey, Makovsky says, but that doesn't mean Erbakan will soon be driven from office. This is Ted Clark in Washington.